boys and girls, are you tucked in bed and ready to hear a story? We're going to listen to a bedtime story from the Book of Acts, told to us by Pastor Matt from 7 Mile Road in Boston, Massachusetts.
Well, one of the interesting things about the older covenant, how God related to his people before Christ arrived, was that there was a lot of what we call ceremonial laws. And what we mean by is this: God loved his people, and he was trying to teach them how important it was that they were holy or pure or clean, that they couldn't just do whatever their heart wanted to do, and they couldn't just be like all the other nations around them who didn't love or fear God. They needed to look different and act different and be different because God was holy and they were called to be holy too. God was clean and they were called to be clean too. And one of the types of laws that God gave them was called food laws. And he would say to them, here are the foods that you can eat. They're clean. And here are the foods that you should not eat. They are unclean. And he gave them the list. So it was very, very, very clear. Here's the kind of foods that you don't buy at the supermarket. And you don't keep in your refrigerator. And you don't put on the grill. And you don't put on your sandwich. And you don't eat if you go to a party because you are clean and those foods are not. Were those good laws for God to give his older covenant people? Oh, they were so good and so helpful because it taught them how to treasure cleanness and purity and holiness before God and how to submit to him and how to look different from the world. Well, one of the things that happened when Christ came was that some of those ceremonial kinds of laws, they didn't need to be followed anymore because Christ had dealt with the root cause of our uncleanness and the root cause of our impurity and the root cause of our unholiness by shedding his blood to atone for all of our sins. And so now the gospel was going to be announced not just to the older covenant people of God, but to all the people in the whole entire world, regardless of what kind of food they liked to eat. It wasn't a matter of food anymore. It was a matter of the heart. Well, can you imagine how hard it would have been for Jesus's apostles, who had belonged to the older covenant people of God, to get this idea in their head that now, because of the glorious life and death and resurrection of Jesus, all foods were clean, as long as you ate them with a holy and thankful heart? Oh, it was so hard for them to get it through their heads. Imagine if your whole life somebody said to you, eating a Twinkie is bad, eating a Twinkie is bad, eating a Twinkie is bad, eating a Twinkie is bad. And then one day they said, hey, some things have changed. It's okay to eat that Twinkie now. You would probably tear that package right off and inhale it in two bites, right? But then you might go, oh, wait a minute, hold on. I thought that, wait, which is it? Well, that's what it was like for Jesus's apostles. But there was a problem. Jesus was going to send Peter to talk to a man named Cornelius, who was not a part of the older covenant people of God. And he was going to tell Cornelius the gospel. And Cornelius was going to have to believe the gospel and be swept into the family of God with Peter. It was going to be the best thing. But there was a problem. Do you know what Cornelius had in his refrigerator? Unclean foods. Do you know what Cornelius had on his shelves? Unclean foods. Do you know what Cornelius was having for dinner that night? Unclean foods. And so God had to show Peter that it was okay for him to love and be with and gospel Cornelius regardless of the food. And this is how he did it. When Peter was asleep, God gave him a special dream. Do you know what Peter saw in this dream? He saw a giant, giant blanket. And on that blanket was all the kind of foods that Peter knew he was not allowed to eat. And then God spoke to him and said, Peter, go over to the blanket and eat the food. Do you know what Peter said in his dream? He said, no way. I have never sinned against you by eating food that was unclean. And then God said a second time, Peter, stand up, go over to the blanket and eat the food that I'm giving you. And Peter said, but no, I can't do it. I've never eaten any unclean food like this before. I can't do it. And then God said a third time, Peter, I want you to stand up and go over to the blanket and eat the food that I put over there. And Peter said, this is crazy, but I'll do anything you tell me to do. And God said, right, Peter, and here's why. Don't call unclean things that I have now called clean. When Peter woke up, there was a knock on the door. Boom, 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 boom. And they said, Peter, Cornelius needs to see you. And if Peter hadn't had that dream, he never would have said, okay, I'll go talk with him. But he said, let's go. God had prepared his heart to go to Cornelius's house and to eat whatever food was served and to talk about the gospel of Jesus, whose blood made Peter and Cornelius and everybody else who was there clean. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you'd help us understand your word. Jesus, I thank you that you make us clean. Spirit, we're so glad that in the gospel age, there's no clean or unclean food, just clean or unclean people who can be clean by the grace of Jesus. Amen. All right. It is time for bed. Good night.
Sweet dreams, and thanks for listening. To find out more information about our church, Google 7 Mile Road, Boston.